Chapter 2. The Tabula Smaragdina. It is true, it is certain, it is the whole truth. That which is below is equal to that which is above, and that which is above is equal to that which is below, in order that the wonders of the one shall be accomplished. As all things are accomplished out of the one, through one mediatorship, so they are all born out of the one by T. transmission. His father is the sun, his mother is the moon, the air has carried IT in IT's womb, the earth was its feeder. The father of all talismans in the whole world is omnipresent.
His power remains intact when it is used in the earth.
Divide lovingly and with great insight and wisdom the earth from the fire, the subtle from what is gross, dense, and congealed. It ascends from the earth to heaven and again descends to the earth, and takes unto itself the power of that which is above and that which is below. So you will possess the glory of the entire world, and for that reason all darkness will flee from you. This one is the mighty strength of all strengths, because he will overcome everything subtle and penetrate everything solid. So the world was created. Out of it, in the same way, wonderful creations will arise. I have been called the thrice great Hermes, because I possess the three aspects of the doctrine of wisdom of the entire world. Completed is that which I have said concerning the preparation of gold, the activity of the spiritual sun. We wish to place before you a testimony of the ancients known as the Tabula Smaragdina, the Emerald Table. Many legends exist in connection with this Emerald Table, which will undoubtedly be very well known to you. The table referred to is a tombstone covered with inscriptions, which contain the traditional wisdom of the ancients. This classical wisdom was hewn in the tombstone, under which the undamaged body of Hermes Trismegistus was found. This reminds us immediately of the temple of the tomb of Christian Rosicross, with the bronze plate also full of formulae of universal wisdom. It covered the grave of Christian Rosicross and, analogous to the story of the Tabula Smaragdina, the undamaged body of our father brother CRC, attired in full state, was found beneath it. Thus, Johann Valentine Andrea and his companions were certainly not original when composing their Pharma Fraternitatis. They could not be original, for the call of the Brotherhood remains constant throughout all times. It must be the same, and it always will repeat the wisdom of the Arch-Gnosis. In the testimony of the ancients, our attention is directly drawn to the fact that an emerald table is mentioned. The emerald is a precious stone of an exceptional green color. Precious stones, just as metals, have the quality of absorbing vibrations and radiations to maintain and reflect them. Not every stone and not every metal polarizes with the same vibration. Each metal and each stone has its own character and particular faculty. This is why in occultism, for instance, the science of metals, stones and colors is often practiced to enhance the results of certain radiations and to deter other radiations. In the Bible, precious stones are also mentioned. Just think of the city, which in the Book of Revelations is called the New Jerusalem. Its 12 gates are decorated in an exceptional manner with precious stones to make clear, so it is said, that all the illuminating, helping, and strengthening radiations enter through these 12 gates. Consequently, the city no longer needs the light of the dialectical sun and moon. The color, the power, the radiation, indicated as emerald, points to a basis, to a beginning, to a foundation, without which nothing can be undertaken. Therefore, the Tabula Smaragdina is meant to be the beginning of Hermetic philosophy. Without this key, it is impossible to understand the arch wisdom of the Gnosis. This is what the Hermetic philosophers of days gone by meant by the name Tabula Smaragdina. The Tabula Smaragdina, the Emerald Table, the tombstone under which the undamaged noble body of Hermes Trismegistus lay buried, begins, as you now know, with the words, "It is true. It is certain. It is the whole truth." This is a threefold corroboration of the formulae of wisdom recorded on the holy stone. If this beginning is considered superficially, it seems that it is trivial and contrary to objective soberness. Could not the author have been content with saying, "The contents are completely in accordance with the truth"? No, this would not have been enough, because this threefold corroboration relates to a magic formulae of very deep meaning. In the first line, it is declared that the truth, of which the Tabula Smaragdina testifies, is completely confirmed by the experience of one's own personality in the microcosmic system. So, when the Hermetic man says it is true, he means something quite different than what is meant by dialectical man. The Hermetic man speaks of the truth only after he has walked the path and experienced its values. When we hear such a testimony from this magical person, we can believe it and trust it to be true, while realizing that we, in turn, having walked the path of experience, will also be able to say joyfully and with the same certainty, "It is true." Truth is only of value, is only true for you when you experience it yourself. What use is a truth you do not follow, you do not live? Mere truth cannot free anyone, but it can judge, that is, man can come into conflict with the truth if he tries to go his own way. Yet as soon as man endeavors to approach the truth more closely, to vivify and to affirm it through his attitude of life, he becomes free from judgment. That is why the man of the Old Testament has every reason to fear the truth and tremble before its judgment, whereas the man of the New Testament who fulfills the truth learns to love it exceedingly. With the second line, "It is certain," is meant that truth goes no further than the limit of one's own experience, is not able to go any further, and that every speculative philosophical element keeps us separated from the truth. You will know that all dialectical philosophy is almost completely speculative, and the spiritual school has often shown this. This is why there are so many philosophical systems that contradict each other. They very often demonstrate high trains of thought and an unlimited longing after truth, but are very, very far removed from the truth itself. The truth of which the Hermetic man testified is, firstly, experienced, and secondly, divested of every speculative element. Thirdly, it must be the whole truth, because only then can it be liberating. The ordinary man often says, "What is true for you is not necessarily true for me." Here is meant that many truths which are contradictory to each other are fostered in this world. Here is said that struggling, natural man, in his loneliness, often goes a way that is necessary and true for him, but which for another might be completely useless or even damaging. However, the whole truth, in a Hermetic sense, is all-embracing, concerns everyone, is intended for world and mankind. That is why the Tabula Smaragdina first of all intends to say, we do not speak about a truth that means a lot at a certain moment for a certain person as a romantic painting of life's course, but of a truth that must be experienced, which contains not one speculation and which is completely whole, that is, destined for all of humanity. The Tabula Smaragdina contains such a threefold complete and unassailable truth. It continues, "That which is below is equal to that which is above, and that which is above is equal to that which is below, in order that the wonders of the One shall be accomplished. As all things are accomplished out of the One, through one mediatorship, so they are all born out of the One by transmission." You will recognize in these statements the well-known Hermetic axiom, "As above, so below." It is good to reflect on this axiom for, viewed superficially, there is something wrong with such an absolute thesis. One cannot possibly defend the idea that the true realm of light, with its glory and divinity, projects itself into the world of dialectics as though dialectics would be its proof. On the contrary, there is an enormous conflict between the above of the gnosis and the below of the nature of death. For this reason, it is necessary to consider this hermetic axiom in a way that is completely different from the approach of dialectical man. The occultist, of all men, is guilty of wrong. Interpretations. With the help of hermetic philosophy, he tries to excuse his own eye-central endeavors. In his striving to the kingship of the Bourbage, the occult man pretends to follow God's paths, to make the so below equal to the as above, which, of course, is impossible. Starting from the certainty of finding the complete wisdom in the tabula smaragdina, we can, precisely through the hermetic axiom, establish that there is a great conflict in the all revelation. The so below is not equal to the as above. The great power of the tabula smaragdina is that we are faced with this great conflict in the all revelation, not only to accentuate it, but to point out that it can be abolished in world and mankind. Yes, that it must be abolished. The great mission of the tabula smaragdina stems from the hermetic axiom. Everything in the all revelation was once accomplished through the power of God. Therefore, when it now seems to exist in a damaged state, it can either disappear from the power of God or be raised once more to the original state, so it can also transfigure by this power. The hermetic axiom presents the great secret of salvation as a scientific formula, as an unassailable thesis. If you connect yourself with the wonderful power of the spirit of love, with Pymander, whose name means shepherd or guide of man, then it cannot be otherwise than the lower is once more equal to the higher. That is why the tabula smaragdina continues. His father is the sun, his mother is the moon, the air has carried it in its womb, the earth was its feeder. The father of all talismans in the whole world is omnipresent. His power remains intact when it is used in the earth. This short formula is a wonder of clarity. The author says, take care, there are two fathers, the father of the realm of nature and the father of the field of the spirit. The realm of nature must generate and be maintained out of the field of the spirit. However, it is possible that a man lives only out of the realm of nature, this being possible, as it is in itself a completely equipped field of creation, that he is entirely wrapped up in it, and so forsakes and forgets the father of the field of the spirit, as is the case with dialectical mankind. In this way, the conflict develops because then the as above is no longer equal to the so below. A hardening of the racial body occurs, and also other crystallizations accompany natural man who has fallen away from the field of the spirit. Therefore, a solution, a redemption, must be found. This redemption is possible for the father of all talismans in the whole world is omnipresent. His power remains intact when it is used in the earth. If you wish to apply this power, then listen to the prescription that the tabula smaragdina gives you. Divide lovingly and with great insight and wisdom the earth from the fire, the subtle from what is gross, dense, and congealed. It ascends from the earth to heaven, and again descends to the earth, and takes unto itself the power of that which is above and that which is below. So you will possess the glory of the entire world, and for that reason all darkness will flee from you. Assail your entire natural being, which is severed from the Father of the All, from the spirit, through the power of the gnosis, through the power of the loving breath of God. Go the path of the endurer, the path of the great reversal, which has been announced and taught by the spiritual school for so many years, and you will certainly conquer. He who really joins the mighty strength of all strengths will once be victorious. Then everything that the Gnosis has announced about the preparation of gold, the activity of the spiritual sun, is accomplished.